Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, I finished answering the second question, so listen as we start with the new question today.
If I firmly stand when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Okay, question number three will be the next question that we enter into. And I hope again that we can be a blessing to you with all these question and answer things that we have. Here it said, I had so many problems with your series on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. You apologize to the people who have been divorced about the pain they have been divorced. Well, it's painful for us as well who never were divorced. You should apologize to your flock. Well, this is from a preacher who's pastored and lives in another state, and he wrote me this to rebuke me, okay? And I understand that, and if it's a sore spot with him, I don't know why it's a sore spot with him, but it was definitely a sore spot with him. And look, when something's a sore spot with a person, it's a sore spot, okay? There's nothing you can do about that. A sore spot is a sore spot, so don't try to put a person down because they've said something like that, even though he's a preacher and it's made him angry. Maybe it's a position he's taken in his ministry. And now some of the things that I taught from the Word of God may go against what he's taught. We don't know. So I'm going to take his letter and read through it. I'm going to try to leave things out so where he does preach, he cannot be identified. Not trying to cause problems for anybody in this question and answer period. I'm just trying to proclaim the truth at this point. Again, this is some of the questions that the series on marriage, divorce, and remarriage gendered. Now, I'm doing this because a lot of people were helped and a lot of people thought, boy, this was great. But there are other people that didn't think it was great. So there were two reactions to it. My prayer in my ministry when I first started out was that when I preach, that God would give me both boldness and utterance. Especially I'd ask for utterance. Utterance is that power in my preaching and teaching that does not allow anyone to be indifferent to the Word of God. People may be mad, but if they're not indifferent, that's all right. They think they're mad at me, but they're probably mad at the Lord. On the other hand, if people think that there's something good about it and they're just rejoicing and it brings peace to their heart, praise God, because it's still God's word. But indifference, that there's no effect, that's not what we want the ministry to become. So let me get into this man's letter, because really his letter seems to be more of a statement than a question. He says, I had so many problems with your series on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. You keep apologizing to divorced people about the pain of these messages. It is painful for those of us who hate divorce. And by the way, adultery was not the only Old Testament death penalty sin. There are 42 death penalty sins in the Bible. Now, I'm just going to read the death penalty sins that he said without giving all the Bible verses that he gave. But I agree with all those that he says were death penalty sins. There's 42 of them. Murder, failing to circumcise your child, your son, eating leavened bread during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Of course, this is really dealing with Jews. Smiting your parents, kidnapping, cursing parents, negligent with animals that kill, witchcraft, bestiality, idolatry, making holy anointing oil, putting holy anointing oil on strangers, making the holy perfume, defiling the Sabbath, working on the Sabbath, eating the flesh of the peace offering in uncleanness, eating the fat of sacrifices, killing sacrifices other than at the door of the tabernacle, eating blood, incest, eating sacrifices at the wrong time, consecration of children to idols, spiritualism, adultery, sodomy, homosexuality, relationships with a menstruous woman, whoredom, sacrilege, refusing to fast on the Day of Atonement, working on the Day of Atonement, blasphemy, failure to keep the Passover, presumptuous sins, gathering firewood on the Sabbath, failure to purify oneself before worship, false prophecy, leading men away from God, backsliding, stubbornness and rebellion, gluttony, drunkenness, false dreams and visions. Okay, now, those are 42 things that in certain instances and situations the Bible called for the death penalty, and I don't disagree with that. Now, this man goes on and says, most of the passages that you have covered are not about divorce. Malachi 2 is, but you stopped with verse, ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet ye say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, every one that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them. Or where's the God of judgment? The evil has to be the putting away. Now, I agree with that. The Bible says it. But if I stay in context of the Malachi passage, it only strengthens what I've preached through this entire series. Remember, each sermon in the full length was five, and each one was nearly an hour. I think one of them was over an hour. Now we're doing 15-minute segments here on the radio, actually about 12 or 13 minutes when you think of the little intros and outros before each program. But, again, what was going on is they were substituting traditions. They were giving liberty to the flesh instead of the spirit. Liberty for their worship. If you listen closely, you would have understood that. See, you can't just be pick and choose when you listen. You've got to listen to it all and get all of it together. Now, I clearly pointed out about divorce is not God's desire. And if it wasn't maybe at the point that you thought it should have been, it still got hit. And it got hit from Malachi as well as many passages over those hours of preaching in my church and then on the internet by which you got to hear. And that is the truth. Now, a theory a professor taught in college or some book you've read says differently. You need to first understand as a Christian, as well as a preacher and a pastor, the Bible is to be the final authority. That was the difference between Christ and the well-educated Pharisees and Sadducees in his days. And so, he made sure that he taught these things, and he taught them to whom? his disciples. Now, he ends his letter after saying all that in Christian love, and then he signs his name. Now, as I said, I didn't cover every Old Testament passage on adultery, but I also agree 100% that all those passages are death penalty sins. So if I was preaching on the sin of cold-blooded murder, I wouldn't have addressed adultery in every passage that called for the death penalty. I just wouldn't have done it. Some people believe that those who commit adultery never have forgiveness in this life. Divorce should be painful to everyone. I've had doctors apologize to me for the pain they had to inflict, but also tell me that it was necessary. Now, my friend, I did not water down any truth whatever because I preached what the Bible had to say. Now, believe me, my intent was not to hurt anyone, nor you, nor the divorced, but it was to preach the truth in love, which is the motto that we have written on our baptistry in big, bold letters, because that is my call. And I have on my pulpit Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. And it's not only there, but it's there for anybody that preaches in my pulpit to see the same thing. And so I always have that there. It was put on a metal thing, and we have it there. It's important to me. I not only have it on this pulpit, but the first church I pastored, when I first put it on back then, I put it on a 4x6 card and typed it out on one of those old typewriters. And I had it there for a long time. But I'm just saying all that just to say that it's important to me. It's very important to me that I preach the word. And I speak it in love. But in chapter 20, verses 28 through 31 of Acts, he says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock of which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." Now, if the local church is something that he's purchased with his blood, I better feed them what God gave the feed, and he wants me to feed them in the green pastures of the word of God. As a matter of fact, that's the verse that's on my pulpit and behind a lot of my preaching. In that same chapter, the next verse says, "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch. Remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone, night and day, with tears."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on